Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin, my name is Ram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Yuma, Daf Ein Zayin, the 8th Perek, Yom Kippurim. So the three Daps are going to focus on number 1, on Daf Ein Vav Amid Beis. Gemara brought a pasuk from Daniel, where the Malk Gabriel told Daniel, Vani Basi Bevarech, and I have come because of your words. The Gemara here presents an extensive analysis of a vision of Yechezel to explain the meaning of Gabriel's words. In this vision, Gabriel was given the mission to take burning coals from among the Kruvim and cast them down upon Yerushalayim as a symbol of destruction. To help Klal Yisrael, he waited for the coals to cool down, which would mitigate the disaster, and when he reported back that he had carried out his mission, he was censured for his actions and removed from his post for 21 days. When Gabriel saw that the Tsar of Persia sought to impose a head tax on each Jew, he arose from behind the pargan and recited the following pasuk, Shavachem Mashkimekum, it is in vain for you who rise early, Machri Shevis Ochi Lechem Atzavim, who sit up late, who eat the bread of sorrows, Ki Yiten Lidir Shena. For so he gives Lidido Shena. What does this mean? Rabbi Yitzhak said that these are the wise of Talmud Chachamim, Shemanata the Shena Ba'olam Hazeh, V'zochas Olam Haba, who lose sleep in this world, waiting up for their husbands to come home and merit Olam Haba. When they still did not allow him to enter, Gabriel invoked Daniel's name and said Daniel would outweigh all the Chachmei Umas Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had him reinstated for advocating for his children. Therefore, Ani Basi Bedvarecha means that I spoke up for you. Point number 2, the Gemara presents several exceptions to the prohibition against washing. It was taught in a brisa, Holach Hakbil Pnei Aviv, Pnei Rabu, Pnei Misha Gadol Mimenu, Over Atzavaro B'mayim Ve'ino Choshesh. One who's going to visit his father, a Rebbe, or someone who's greater than him in Chachma, may pass through a stream up until his neck in water, and he need not be concerned that this violates the prohibition against washing. The Mir explains that this is because he's passing through the water for a mitzvah rather than the pleasure of washing himself. Rava permitted the people of Arba Yamina to pass through water to guard the fruits of the orchards they owned on the other side of the river. This was permitted to prevent a financial loss. More exceptions are brought. And point number 3, Rav Yosef challenged the ruling that one could pass through water up until one's neck to visit his father, Rebbe, given that even during the week this would pose a danger. He brings Yechezkel's vision of the future when a small spring that issues from the Kodesh Kodashim, which initially resembles the antennae of a locust, grows so wide that Yechezkel is led across waist-deep in water, eventually became so deep that he couldn't cross any further. So Rashi explains that once the water was deeper than waist-deep, it became too dangerous to cross. So then how could the Braisa permit crossing up until the neck? Abai answered, Shani Nachodru Dife Maya, the stream that issued from the Kodesh Kodashim is different, for its waters flowed swiftly. One is permitted to wade through calm water that is neck high. The Gemara describes how the stream grew until even mighty boats couldn't traverse it, and the Malach HaMavis had no permission to cross it. So once again, the 3 points are number 1. On Dav Ein Vav Amin Beis, the Gemara brought a pasuk from Daniel, where the Malach Gabriel told Daniel, Va'nibasi Bevarecho, and I have come because of your words. The Gemara here presents an extensive analysis of the vision of Yechezkel to explain the meaning of Gabriel's words. In this vision, Gabriel was given the mission to take burning coals from among the Kruvim and cast them down upon Yerushalayim as a symbol of destruction. To help Klal Yisrael, he waited for the coals to cool down, which would mitigate the disaster, and when he reported back that he had carried out his mission, he was censured for his actions and removed from his post for 21 days. When Gabriel saw that the Tsar of Persia sought to impose a head tax on each Jew, he arose behind the pargan and recited the following pasuk, Shavuachem Mashkimekum, it is in vain for you, who rise early, Machri Shevis Ochli Lechem Atzavim, who sit up late and eat the bread of sorrows, Ki Yiten Lidido Shena, for so he gives Lidido Shena. What does this mean? Rabbi Yitzhak said that these are the wise of Talmud Chachamim, Shemananad Shena Ba'olam Hazeh V'Zochus Olam Haba, who lose sleep in this world waiting for their husbands to come home, and merit Olam Haba. When they still did not allow him to enter, Gabriel invoked Daniel's name and said Daniel would outweigh all the Chachmei Umas Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had him reinstated for advocating for his children. Therefore, Ani Basi Bedvarecha means that I spoke up for you. Point number 2, the Gemara presents several exceptions to the prohibition against washing. It was taught in the Braisa, one who's going to visit his father or Rebbe or someone who's greater than him in Chochma may pass through a stream up until his neck in water, and he need not be concerned that this violates the prohibition against washing. The Meir explains that this is because he's passing the water for a mitzvah rather than the pleasure of washing himself. Robert permitted the people of Avra Yamina to pass through water to guard the fruits of the orchards they owned on the other side of the river. This was permitted to prevent a financial loss. More exceptions are brought. And point number 3, Rav Yosef challenged the ruling that one could pass through water up until one's neck to visit his father Rebbe, given that even during the week this would pose a danger. He brings Yechezkel's vision of the future when a small spring that issues from the Kodesh Kodashim, which initially resembles the antennae of a locust, grows so wide that Yechezkel is led across waist-deep in water. Eventually, it became so deep that he couldn't cross any further. Rashi explains that once the water was deeper than waist-deep, it became too dangerous to cross. So how then could the Braisa permit crossing up until the neck? Abai answered, Sha'ani Nachal Diridife Maya, the stream that issued from the Kodesh Kodashim is different, for its waters flowed swiftly. One is permitted to wade through calm water that is neck high. The Gemara describes how the stream grew until even mighty boats could not traverse it, and the Malchum Mavis had no permission to cross it. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ayin Zayin, and our standard Siman is an Aes, a goat. So here goes. The goat, loaded up with a sack of cooling coals and walking neck deep in a stream, got an uneasy feeling when he felt the current was strong and saw that even a mighty boat couldn't cross it. Once again in slow motion. The goat, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Zayin. The goat loaded up with a sack of cooling coals, which reminds us that Gavriel cooled down the burning coals that were taken from among the Kruvim and were meant to be cast down on Yerushalayim to mitigate the disaster. And when he reported back that he had carried out his mission, he was censured for his actions and removed from his post for 21 days. When he sees that the Tsar Pras is seeking to impose a head tax on the Jews, he defends the Jews by asking if the nations of the world are fit to rule over Talmidei Chachamim, even when their wives are praised for denying themselves sleep for the sake of the Torah. He was eventually reinstated when he spoke up on Daniel's behalf, which is the meaning of the words, Vani Basi B'dvarecha. So the goat loaded up with a sack of cooling coals and walking neck deep in a stream, which reminds us one who's going to visit his father or Rebbe or someone who's greater than him in Chochmah may pass through a stream up until his neck in water, and he need not be concerned that this violates the prohibition against washing since it's a mitzvah. He may also cross the stream to prevent a financial loss. So the goat loaded up with a sack of cooling coals and walking neck deep in a stream got an uneasy feeling when he felt the current was strong and saw that even a mighty boat couldn't cross it, which reminds of the stream in Yechezkel's vision that flowed from the Kodesh Kodosh and became so powerful that he couldn't cross it neck deep in the water, nor could even mighty boats cross it. So once again, the goat, loaded up with a sack of cooling coals and walking neck deep in a stream, got an uneasy feeling when he felt the current was strong and saw that even a mighty boat couldn't cross it. All right, now it's time for a four blot back Chazorah. Daf Ayin Gimel. So the Siman Daf Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The Mashiach Malchum who addressed the soldiers in his Epigadim before they went to the battlefield riddled with giant ostrich eggs. Giant ostrich eggs? That must be on Daf Ayin Gimel. The Mashiach Malchum who addressed the soldiers in his Epigadim before they went to the battlefield riddled with giant ostrich eggs, which reminds us that although midrashim the Mashiach Malchum does wear the Epigadim of the Kohen Gadol when he does the Avodah in the base of Migdash, he doesn't wear them in the Rabban Mishuma Eva, and he doesn't wear the four Begadim of the Kohen Hedyot because of Malim Bekodesh Ve'in Meridin. So the Mashiach Malchum who dressed the soldiers in his Epigadim before they went to the battlefield riddled with giant ostrich eggs aroused the enmity of the Kohen Gadol wearing the Urim Batumim, which reminds the Gemara brings several teachings about the Urim Batumim. The one consulting faces the one being consulted, while the Kohen Gadol faces the Shechina, tilting his head downward to face the Choshen resting on his chest. One doesn't inquire in a loud voice and does not inquire about two matters simultaneously. So the Mashiach Malchum who addressed the soldiers in his Epigadim before they went to the battlefield riddled with the giant ostrich eggs aroused the enmity of the Kohen Gadol wearing the Urim Batumim, and who had prepared a meal for him that was only a chetzi shir. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks how the Mishnah could say that eating and drinking Yom Kippur is aser, which implies only a prohibition is involved, when we know that eating and drinking is punishable by koras, and answers that it's needed only in a case when someone ate or drank a chetzi shir. When the Gemara says that this explanation is only good according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds chetzi shir aser min haTorah, but not according to Reish Lakish, who holds chetzi shir mutter min haTorah, it answers that Reish Lakish concedes that chetzi shir is aser in the Rabbanan. Daf Ayin Dalet. So the Siman Daf Ayin Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The witness, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Dalet, aid. The witness observed the man who ate two half shears of food on Yom Kippur, which reminds the Gemara brings the reasons behind the Malchokas of Chetzi Shir. Rabbi Yochanan says that Chetzi Shir is Asur min haTorah, since the Chetzi Shir he now eats is fit to combine with more of the same forbidden food to complete the full shear. Reish Lakish says Chetzi Shir is Mutter min haTorah, for the Torah stated that eating certain foods is prohibited, and when eating a Chetzi Shir, there is no halakhic act of eating. So the witness observed the man who ate two half shears of food on Yom Kippur because he felt afflicted sitting in the hot sun, which reminds us, it could be thought that when the Torah states, Tanu es nafshosechem, you shall afflict yourselves. This means that one should sit in the hot sun or in the cold in order to suffer. Therefore, the Torah states, V'kol malachu l'sasu, and you shall not do any work. So ma malachu shava al tase, af inui shava al tase. Just as the mitzvah of not doing malach is a command to sit and not do, so to the mitzvah of afflicting yourself is a command to sit and not do. That is, the mitzvah of affliction requires not a direct inflicting of pain and discomfort, but a refraining from any activity that relieves such suffering. So the witness observed the man who ate two half shears of food on Yom Kippur because he felt afflicted sitting in the hot sun, and the food didn't satiate him because it was colorless like the man. Which reminds us, the Gemara determines that the Inui of Yom Kippur is derived from the Inui of the Man, and there's a Malchus regarding what the Inui of the Man was. One said, Ein Adoma Mishe Shul Pas Pasalo, or Mishe Einu Pas Pasalo. One who has bread in his basket is not at all similar to one who does not have bread in his basket. The other one said, Ein Adoma Mishe Roa Va'ochel, Mishe Einu Roa Va'ochel. One who sees what he eats is not at all similar to one who cannot see what he eats. Daf Ayin Hey. So the Simmer Daf Ayin Hey is an Amaret. So here goes. The Amaret's, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Hey. The Amaret's, who loved fish so much, he wore a big button with a picture of a fish on it, which reminds us of the Malkus about the meaning of the word Daga in the Pasuk, as Zacharnas a Daga Shernochem Mitzrayim Chinam. Remember the fish Daga that we ate in Mitzrayim free of charge. Once a Daga refers to actual fish that they ate in abundance in Mitzrayim that was not available to them in the Midbar. The other one said the word Daga refers to Arayos, and they were complaining that certain marital relations they enjoyed in Mitzrayim were now prohibited by the Torah. So the Amaretz, who loved fish so much he wore a big button with a picture of a fish on it, couldn't understand why he had to walk so far out to collect his man, which reminds us of the three different ways the man fell for the Tzaddikim, Beinonim, and Rishayim. So the Amaretz, who loved fish so much he wore a big button with a picture of a fish on it, couldn't understand why he had to walk so far out to collect his man and always carry a shovel with him, which reminds us of the various interpretations of the Pasuk, Lechem Abirim Achel Ish. Humans ate Abirim bread. Rabbi Kiva said Abirim bread is Lechem Shemal Chishar's Ochen Oso, bread that the Malachim eat. Rabbi Shmuel said it's bread that's absorbed in the 248 Evarim limbs of the human body. The Gemara will give different pshatim why they were commanded to have a shovel. Daf Ayin Vav, so the Simmer Daf Ayin Vav is an IV tube, intravenous tube. So here goes. The patient hooked him an IV. IV, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Vav. The patient hooked up to an IV dreamed he was lying next to a mountain of man, which reminds us of the discussion regarding the amount of man that fell. One opinion is that it was piled up 60 amos high, and the second opinion is that the man came down from Bnei Israel and went to accumulate and rise higher and higher until all the kings of the east and west could see it, as it says in the Pasuk, Tarkofanai Shulchan Neged Tzorai, you prepared a table before me in view of my tormentors. So the patient hooked up to an IV dreamed he was lying next to a mountain of man while eating his drink, which reminds us that shtia b'chla achila is learned from the pasuk of Ma'aseh Sheni, where it refers to eating shechar, which is a drink. So the patient hooked up to an IV dreamed he was lying next to a mountain of man while eating his drink, because his doctor made him abstain from a hot shower and an anointing. Which reminds us that the source for abstaining from rechitz of a sikha is learned from the pasuk of Daniel, where he says, v'soch l'sachti, and I did not anoint myself with an anointing, when he shared how he mourned when Koresh reneged on his promise to allow the Jews to rebuild the base of Migdash. All right, so that concludes our shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.